Good morning, Mountain View. This is Shino Tanaka.
And this is Saul Jaeger, and this is the next edition of the Mountain View Police Department Silicon Valley Beat.
Right, and good morning to everyone. It is Friday, March 7th. Thank goodness it's Friday.
Yes.
Although, in our world, the police department never closes, so
right.
I don't know what we're talking
about. So it's Friday, but then tomorrow's Saturday, right. And we continue on.
Speaking of continuing on, we wanted to share with all of you a little bit about this department. And what we're basically going to do, I think, is break it down into units, specialties, so on and so forth, to give you guys some insight into what your department does.
Yeah.
And I think to kick us off, we're going to start with one of the best units in this department,
right.
Which is our unit.
Our unit, right. So this is your Community Action and Information Unit.
And, it's a mouthful.
Yeah, what does that actually mean?
I'm not sure, but I think we hope to explain it to you in the next few minutes.
Yeah, it's a little bit nebulous, but it's really not. And I think it's one of the actual, I'm a little biased because it's our unit. But
it is our unit.
I do think that it is one of the most important units in the department. And we'll get into the reasons why in, a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Well, really what it comes down to is we have our motto of the unit, which is we're the voice of the people. And what that means is that we represent the people within the city of Mountain View to the department, and we also represent the department to the people of Mountain View. So we kind of bridge that gap sort of in between both entities, right? There's the law enforcement world, and then there's the community.
Right.
Where I live here in Mountain View. Sergeant Jaeger, you don't live in Mountain View, but you've been here for a very long time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and I spend a lot of time here.
Yeah, with me in this office.
Yeah, every day.
We don't seem to ever
Every day.
So, anyway, what is the mission of our unit? Do you want to talk
sure.
a little bit about that first?
Sure. So, to get very newsy on this, our mission is to consistently strengthen relationships, foster communication, and engage those we work with and serve through traditional and technology-based platforms.
Right. And people are like, what? So, you guys have a mission? Yes, absolutely we have a mission, because as many of you know, the mission of your organization, the vision of your organization really drives what it is that you do every day. And it feels good to be able to come in and say, this is what we do, and these are the ways that we do it. And that's one of the reasons why we wanted to start this podcast.
Yep, that is. So to not get into the boring details and keep things a little...
Oh, come on, let's talk about boring. I have plenty of coffee in front of me here.
Right,
let's
thank God. Keep things a little bit light. What does that actually mean? So basically, we have two different roles in the unit that work very, very, sometimes too closely together.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shino's role and my role. But the difference is that Shino's role is all of the online media contact and people contact and communication, everything happening...
Digitally. That's right.
On your computer.
Right, right. So if you are tweeting Mountain View Police Department, if you talk to us on Facebook, or you engage with us on one of our blog posts, that would be, I'm the one you're talking to. So, who replies and who posts the various content that you see out there.
Right.
And that includes also our Nixle platform, which is the platform that we use to send text messages and or emails to you when we have a critical incident here in the city of Mountain View. And you can actually subscribe to that. I'm going to do my little pitch here, by the way.
Yeah,
you can actually subscribe to that. 888-777. So if you text your zip code to 888-777, you will receive alerts from the city of Mountain View. And basically, the way this works is that any law enforcement agency who signed up for Nixle, they can use this platform to send out critical alerts. But,
right.
I'm sorry, let's go back to the units.
Yeah. Well, and also, shameless plug, if you go to Mountain View Police Blog, all spelled out, mountainviewpoliceblog.com, that's a good starting point or jumping off point again to all of our different channels and interaction methods and things. So
right, and speaking of interaction methods, we can't forget the traditional means of communicating with the public, right? Because
right.
I think there's a lot of focus today on, well, you know what, everything is very technology-driven. You know, do you have an app for that? No, not yet, but we will soon.
Mm-hmm.
But really, what we try and do is combine the best of both worlds in this unit, and that is where Sergeant Jaeger comes in. And his role is as the primary public information officer for the Community Action and Information Unit. And again, that goes back to our mission, which is really trying to bridge the gap between traditional and technology-based platforms.
Right.
So Sergeant Jaeger is the one that you will see on the various news channels, when, you know, KTVU, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC, 123 come in, and they want to talk to us about a case, Sergeant Jaeger is the one who you will see representing the city of Mountain View, or I'm sorry, the Mountain View Police Department.
Right. So we call that traditional media. It's a little bit of a misnomer because some of it gets posted online through their stuff as well. So there's a lot of crossover between what Shino and I do, and that's the reason why the unit kind of blends both the best of both worlds into how we're doing things.
And let's be honest, Sergeant Jaeger, you look much better on television than I do. I don't know. My head looks four times larger than your head.
I don't know.
When
I have
you're
a pretty
on
big
television,
head, so.
Yeah, we'll post.
Some would say
some would say
I have a face for radio. So I don't know.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit more about the unit and specifically how we outreach the community besides just, say, podcasting or on Facebook or Twitter.
Okay. So traditionally, obviously we talked about all of the ways that we talk to the media and all that, but really our primary function is to talk to the community and keep an open line of communication and channels open with the community. So with that, we go to community meetings. We present at
neighborhood meetings,
at schools, at different businesses throughout the city.
That's right. We were just at the Day Worker Center. That's a good example.
Yeah,
right?
The Day Worker Center, and did a presentation for them to address specific needs that they had. They brought up some questions and concerns and things, and it's all about, you know, pushing the police department's vision of working with the community as best as we can,
right,
and setting the standard for professionalism. That's what we do.
Right, because at the end of the day, we can't do it without the community. And it comes down to basically how we can work together to really, combat crime, apprehend criminals, and make sure and ensure that we continue to have safe neighborhoods and communities in the city of Mountain View.
Right. That's really the bottom line.
There are other couple things that we do as well that are completely unrelated to the direct community outreach. And do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. You're talking about internal things that we do at the police
department.
So yes, I would love to talk about
that. Okay, good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We've been tasked with several different things within the police department internally, as well as external communications. One of the most important things is to take care of our people inside as well. So,
right,
you know, we want to make sure that we are sort of the conduit of information, the go-to place. If anybody ever gets a chance to come to the police department, we do tours on specific days and things, but we can bring you into our cave where we're sitting right now, and you can see how the simple things like candy and coffee and, you know, a bulletin board with silly pictures on it becomes the hub of, the hub of entertainment within the department. I don't want to say entertainment, but
one of many, many entertaining things about the department. Because
yeah,
I think it really goes back to, when you think about it, culture, right? And
right,
oftentimes people don't equate police departments with having a culture per se, except maybe perhaps one that they've seen on TV or in movies.
Mm-hmm.
But really, we're a company. We are, you know, just like, you know, the work that you go to every day. Where we need to foster good relationships internally, we need to build communication internally, we need it for our own people that we, you know, serve next to and with every single day to
right,
understand how important they are to us as well. So not only does this unit try and work really hard in bridging the gap with the external folks, meaning, you know, the city of Mountain View, the people who live and work and enjoy the city, but also our folks here, right, in our own backyard, in our department.
Right.
And one of the ways that we do that as well is, you know, we try and, Taco Thursdays is something that this unit does, and, you know, I mean, who doesn't love food? So we also are chefs for hire. If you need us on the weekends, please give us a call.
We also do weddings for comedy shows.
Bar mitzvahs.
Whatever you need.
Yeah.
No, but we also do some serious things within the department, too, to bring it back to normalcy here.
There is no normalcy here.
I know. I'm just trying.
Okay.
But a lot of the officers here have some great ideas for projects for efficiency or for things for career development or professional development for themselves, and we help those things along as well. We have, without getting into all the nitty-gritty details, we have a lot of different ways to push things through, to get things approved, to try things, to move forward and be as innovative and quick as we can with different things. So that's the other part of our unit is to help internally.
Right, and to kind of be that unit that's a little bit scrappier and a little bit more agile, I think, than what a lot of traditional law enforcement agencies are used to. And it's been kind of a change for us, but we're very fortunate to have good leaders in place and people who, whether they should or shouldn't trust us.
They should trust us.
They should, right? Yeah. Yeah, we're trustable, right?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's all for the good. So really the bottom line is, you know, the virtual side of the world and the traditional media side of the world, we're basically kind of...
the best of both worlds.
Yeah, we're sort of your social media SWAT team and your traditional media, I don't know, special forces.
At least we like to think of ourselves that way.
For now. But really, you know, it is unique for your community, something to be proud of, that nobody else is really doing podcasts, nobody else is reaching out to the community the way we are. We're really... setting the standard and really pushing forward with a lot of the new things that we're doing. So it's very, very exciting. It's innovative, which fits right into the Mountain View city culture anyway.
That's right. That's right. We are in the heart of Silicon Valley, and we are the Silicon Valley beat. And so with that, we want to just leave you with a kind of a funny Southern cop humor that was given to us this morning by one of our volunteers.
I don't know.
No. This is kind of a good one, because oftentimes there's this idea that, you know, cops have quotas, right?
Mm.
Which is actually against the law. Quotas are not legal.
It is against the law. California Vehicle Code,
that's right. It's the Bible. So this is kind of funny. No, sir, we don't have quotas anymore. We used to, but now we're allowed to write as many tickets as we can. I just thought that was kind of funny. All right, well, with that, we will leave you all. Have a great weekend, and we'll probably be talking to you next week. Is that right, Sergeant Jagger?
That's right. Drive safe. Should be a nice weekend.
That's right.
We're expecting some rain on Sunday, I think. But drive safe, slow down, be careful.
Right, watch for pedestrians.
And
bicyclists.
Most importantly, if you see something,
say something.
Right. Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Bye, everyone.
Available. I got a 1066 that just ran across from the apartment college towards the train track and might be hiding.
10 Barber, 1019.